For many Ohio children living with HIV and AIDS, a special summer camp has meant a chance to escape, a time to get away, have fun, and connect with other HIV-positive kids. Camp Sunrise north of Columbus has been around since the mid-90s, but with advances in treatment, more people with the virus are living longer, healthier lives. And WISO Community Voices producer Jocelyn Robinson reports this summer marks the camp's last summer in operation.
It's drizzling at Camp Sunrise, Ohio's only camp for kids affected by HIV/AIDS, but it hasn't dampened spirits. It's reunion day, and prior staff and campers are arriving at the sprawling Recreation Unlimited complex outside Delaware to hang out and sing camp songs like Ride the Purple Pony. It's a bittersweet reunion, though. After 24 years, Camp Sunrise is closing. Funding for the week-long camp was tied to kids who are HIV-positive, but prevention strategies have been successful. Nationally, the Centers for Disease Control report fewer than 100 babies were born HIV-infected in 2016. Camp Director Kiefer Erdman says fewer HIV/AIDS cases mean fewer campers, too few to justify the nearly $100,000 program budget.
Back in the mid-90s, we always thought, someday Camp Sunrise won't be necessary. And I think that time has finally come, although it's hard when it's a pretty powerful, pretty magical week, and strong relationships get built. This is who wrote
the camp song. Those relationships are evident when a small group gathers at the camp's nurse's station, better known as Club Med, to reminisce and look through photo albums. They're former counselors, nurses, and directors. Many are in their late 40s, and they've been involved with camp nearly half their lives. They're like family, with a bond forged in the early days of the AIDS crisis. Sunrise was inspired by a camp in Northern California for kids with HIV, back when the diagnosis was seen as a death sentence. When Ohio's camp opened in 1995, many of the campers were very sick. Pat Knight is the Camp Sunrise nurse. She remembers what it was like back then, compared to today.
In the earlier years of the camp, when we had over 100 campers, we used to have so many medications that we could line them up along the whole length of the counter spaces. So it was like a major, major job trying to get all the medicines ready, and now this is all we're left with. One tiny regular kitchen cabinet shelf of medicines for our campers.
So with advances in prevention and treatment, there's less need for HIV/AIDS-specific camps and fewer resources available. Camp Sunrise has been funded for the last 3 years by nonprofit organization Equitas Health, but that funding has run out. While this camp will no longer exist after this summer, there will still be a handful of other HIV camps across the country. There's Camp Starlight in Oregon and Camp Dreamcatcher in Pennsylvania, and others in New Mexico, California, Texas, Georgia, Kentucky, and Connecticut. Many of the camps, like Ohio's Camp Sunrise, also include kids who have family members with HIV/AIDS. Summer Gregg is 22. Her sister died of AIDS several years ago. Summer started coming to Camp Sunrise with her sister when she was 8 years old. She worked her way up through the ranks to become a counselor 2 years ago, and she's taking the camp closing pretty hard.
I'm heartbroken. Oh my gosh. It's very tough because this is what I look forward to every year. January will come around and I'll be like, oh, only 8 more months. 8 more months until I see the people I love.
Counselor Vera Soule also came to camp as a young child with her sibling who was HIV positive. Now she's been on the Camp Sunrise staff for 10 years. Camp has been a big part of her life, and she's sad to see it end. But she knows the camp's closing has a silver lining.
Back in the day, like, there were over 100 children at camp who had HIV or AIDS. But now it's probably, down to less than 10? You can live a longer, fuller life with HIV and AIDS. It's under control more. Like, kids are living full, healthy lives. To know, like, our kids aren't dying anymore from this disease, that's amazing.
Reunion Day winds down with a carnival. There's popcorn, face painting, and silly games. Kids are redeeming tickets won for colorful plastic toys and trinkets, and everyone's eating tacos and ice cream from the food trucks that have pulled up to the campgrounds. The campers are having the time of their lives, and the counselors, past and present, are soaking up the last rays of Camp Sunrise glow. For WYSO, I'm Community Voices producer Jocelyn Robinson.
Good try.